stupid shit like that. Liam winced at Jack's obvious anger and frustration. He'd yet to see any signs of a temper in the owner of the Double D, but he knew there had to be a mean streak somewhere in the easygoing cowboy.
I'm sorry, Jack. Can they actually do this to you and Riley? And to Max?
Seems they can. It's a fucking nightmare. All we want is him here with us, and we have all the paperwork. Riley is calmer than me, says I should remember that Rebecca is a great mom and the family is the best place for him at the moment.
He'll be just as happy here when he gets here.
Yeah, we're spending tomorrow with him, but it isn't enough, you know.
You just want to get your family settled.
Jack grunted in response, and then he changed the subject. Liam listened to Robbie's quiet reply and agreed with him. Sometimes all a man wants in his life is peace, direction, and purpose. One day he, Liam Fraser, from Dallas, who liked horses and saw too much around him, would have purpose and peace.
How's Liam doing?
Jack asked in a quieter voice. Of course, Jack thought Liam was away at the end of the barn asleep. He didn't know Liam could hear every word.
Fuck. Shit. Balls.
What if they talked about him and he heard? What happened when they saw he'd been there the whole time? There wasn't space for him to get out of the stall and past two men who were angry with him. And Jack was a big guy, not as big as Riley, but he was built, and Robbie was no slouch either in the muscle.